No, you weren't seeing double? Toronto's Drake impersonators, who gathered in the West Queen West neighborhood on Saturday, were just that good at imitating their favorite rapper. The city's first ever Drake lookalike contest brought more than 200 participants and attendees together at Apartment 200, a bar on Queen Street West. Around 20 Drake impersonators, representing his numerous eras, hit the dance floor and showed off their best impressions of Champagne Poppy. Participants got the celebrity treatment as dozens of attendees wanted photos with the fake Drakes. Scenes from the Drake lookalike contest. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. Drake lookalike contestant Jonathan Puente told Toronto Today he traveled all the way from New York just to attend the contest. He mentioned that he gets mistaken for the superstar rapper constantly. "I get it all the time, bro. You can't escape it," he laughed. "I didn't have to change much, maybe just the braids and a few things to match the aesthetic. I feel I have a pretty good chance of winning." The contest made headlines earlier this week when Drake found out about the event and messaged organizers on Instagram to offer up a $10,000 grand prize for the winner of the contest. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Casuals Cakery, at @casuals_cakery. The event was hosted and organized by Casuals Cakery, a newer local business that makes cake-inspired treats. "I'm not gonna lie, I had an anxiety attack," said Casuals Cakery owner Liliana Brown. "I was literally texting my boyfriend, what do I say to him? How'd I not seem like a fangirl? It's been very crazy." After 90 minutes of dancing and rapping, judges narrowed the field down to 10 finalists. Each finalist walked down a runway to Drake's music before they answered questions like, "What Drake era do you represent?" and "What's your favorite Drake song?" Scenes from the Drake lookalike contest. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. The contestant who received the loudest combined reaction, from the runway walk to the prompted cheers at the end, won the competition. The winner, Michaela Chambers, had an underdog rise to the top. One of just two females in the top 10, she earned huge cheers from the crowd for her dance moves and positive vibes. Chambers overcame other tough competitors like Puente, who finished in second. Michaela Chambers won the Drake lookalike contest and celebrated her victory with fans. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. In addition to the $10,000 grand prize, the winner received a Toronto Man's pack, which included a beef patty, a bottle of Hennessy, and a pack of Backwoods. Organizers said Drake will also be awarding prizes for second and third place finishers. Lookalike contests have been gaining steam in recent months. American actor Timothée Chalamet showed up to his own lookalike contest in New York in October, and a Jeremy Allen White lookalike competition brought hundreds to a Chicago park last month. Inspired by other events in the U.S., Brown was thrilled with Saturday's turnout. Scenes from the Drake lookalike contest. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. "This is a community gathering. We're just honoring and loving the Champagne Poppy and the Six God," Brown said. "Everyone's gonna be the most Drake they can be." Drake did not appear at the lookalike contest, but no one appeared too disappointed.